Good morning. To complete our topic of the upshurin, the three-year haircut of a baby boy, we have two questions today. Number one is the concept of going to Meiron only on Lag BaOmer to have the upshurin, the haircut, also called a chalaka, or does that apply all year round that people have a minog to go? Question number one. Question number two, if not going to Meiron, what's the next best alternative or maybe a comparable alternative? So the first question, when it comes to Meiron on other times of the year, is it only Lag BaOmer? So the Tshuvas Divrei Yatziv says as follows, that we have no source for going to Meiron other than on Lag BaOmer. So based on that Divrei Yatziv, the concept of having the upshurin at Meiron is only on Lag BaOmer, but not any other day. Nonetheless, the Sefer Chalaka says that there are still many people who are noheg to go and have that first haircut at Meiron on the kever of the Rashbi, not only Lag BaOmer, but other days as well. So it seems that halachically, or based on the sources, it's only connected when it comes to Lag BaOmer, but nonetheless, people do go to Meiron in order to have the chalaka, to have the upshurin, even if it's not Lag BaOmer. When it comes to, is there another alternative site or equal, maybe just as equal? So in fact, the Sefer HaChalaka brings that people are noheg to have the chalaka, the upshurin, by the Ma'arash Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik is referred to, it's in Pirkei Avos, Shimon HaTzadik haya mishiarei Knesset HaGdola. He was of literally the leftover, the Knesset HaGdola, different explanations what that means, but it's towards the beginning of the Bayis Sheni that Shimon HaTzadik lived, and his kever is not far from the Yeshivat Or Sameach, so on the other side of the highway, and indeed there is in Minhag that people go there not only other times, but on Lag BaOmer as well. There's a Minhag to go and have the Chalaka at the Kever of Shimon HaTzadik. So what's the connection? Why going to the Kever of Shimon HaTzadik? So the Admor Mitalna says an amazing connection between the Chalaka, which could be viewed simply as a mitzvah, a haircut, that it's a mitzvah, not a strict mitzvah, it's really based on a minhag, but there is a basis for it based on the Medrash, so it could be viewed as a mitzvah. And Shimon HaTzadik's special connection to haircuts that are a mitzvah. What does that mean? So in fact, there's a Gemara in Nazir, it's Daf Dalet, that tells a story about Shimon HaTzadik. It says as follows, it's a braisa. Shimon HaTzadik says the following, I never ate of a certain type of korban that was brought by a Nazir. I never ate that type of korban, just once. And the situation was as follows, that there once was a person who came to me from the south, and he had beautiful eyes, a beautiful countenance, and beautiful curls. And I said to him, Bini, why would you, as a Nazir, at the end of the Nazirus, you have to shave off all your hair. Why would you want to destroy? You have such beautiful hair. Why would you want to do that to yourself? So the individual responds as follows, that I was a shepherd. I was working for my father in our city where we lived. And I went to draw water, and I saw in the reflection of the water, in the reflection of the river, I saw myself, my countenance, and I saw how beautiful I am, and my Yetzer Hara took over me, and it started controlling me. And I said to myself, Reka, you are a lowlife. Why are you becoming a Balgaiva? Why are you becoming arrogant in a world that's not yours? In the end of the day, you're going to be eaten by worms, you're going to pass away and be buried and and rot. Havoda, he makes a swear, he makes a promise, I am going to be shaving off this hair so my Yetzer Hara is not in control of me, but rather I am going to be in control of the Yetzer Hara. And then when Shimon HaTzadik heard this story from this shepherd, or this prior shepherd, he says as follows, Amadati v'nishakti v'al rosho, I got up and I gave him a kiss on his head, and I said to this man, to this boy, says Shimon HaTzadik, there should be many Nazirim like you in Klal Yisrael. This, in other words, is the real reason to become a Nazir, in order to control our Yetzer Hara. And that is such a positive, amazing thing that you're doing. And that's why Shimon HaTzadik took the step of eating from that korban of the Nazir. And he quoted the Pasuk. Shimon HaTzadik quoted the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Vav, Ish, Ki Afli Lindor Neder. When somebody makes a neder, a commitment to become a Nazir, to cut a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a nazir to Hashem. So we see here an amazing connection to taking a haircut of a mitzvah, haircut of a mitzvah of a nazir, and how fond Shimon HaTzadik was. We have the Gemara explicitly that says that when it comes to this nazir and how fond he was of that nazir and taking off his hair for such a positive thing. So we have that connection between Shimon HaTzadik and a haircut of mitzvah. So that is why, based on that Gemara, the kever of Shimon HaTzadik is indeed a very good venue to have a chalaka, not only a Lag BaOmer, but all year as well. The Sefer Chinuch Yisrael brings in the name of a Sefer called Shaare Yushalayim, that indeed there was a minhag in Yushalayim, on Lag BaOmer as well, to have the chalaka at the kever of Shimon HaTzadik. Have a wonderful day.